entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
This is Max and Friends, and welcome to LA Talk Radio. We got a great show tonight. First up, we got a song by my girl Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now, on LA Talk Radio. alone now. That's my girl Tiffany, and I'm your boy Max Tucci, and welcome to Max and Friends. We got a show tonight for y'all, a good show. We got Shout Back with Nicole Bloom coming up in just a little bit. So if you're a Democrat and you want to shout back to a Republican, dial 323-203-0815. That is the number to the studio. And the reason why I played Tiffany is because she was in New York last night. And I'm sorry to say I wasn't able to go because I had family to take care of. But Tiffany, I love you, and I think we're alone now. So children, behave. On that note, we got Hot Topics thrown in.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic and you know we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
We are gonna drop it on Max and Friends, and I'm gonna be alone doing this, so it's gonna be quick, but I'm gonna give you all some hot, hot topic. Juicy. I don't know if this is so juicy, but homegirl Celine Dion. Yep, that's her homegirl. She had twins, so congratulations to Celine Dion and her new twins. Now, this is a good story. Rihanna. Rihanna was supposed to go to Katy Perry's wedding. Y'all heard? But what happened was Rihanna was a no-show. Did y'all hear this? And the reason being is because she had to work. But listen what a good buddy Katy Perry is. She gave Rihanna, had it on hold for her, a room for her VIP room. But Rihanna was a no-show. But congratulations, Katy Perry. And Rihanna, hurry up because we want to hear what you're doing. That's my girl. Speaking of girls, Betty Ford and Lindsay Lohan, you know, they're best friends now. Lindsay Lohan, she got served. And I'm not talking about alcohol, and I'm not talking about drugs. She got served law papers. Girl is in trouble. Apparently, allegedly, a photographer is suing her for no-show. Said Lindsay Lohan never showed up to a photo shoot. But I guess doctors got in the way, security got in the way. And what happened? Lindsay Lohan never got served. Speaking of babies, Matt Damon had a baby girl. So congratulations to you, Matt Damon. Also, another hot topic, you know, we're still in October, even though it's flying by, and it's the Army of Pink. And the only way that you're going to get involved is to go online. You can go right to Max and Friends page on – check it out to the Max and Friends fan page on Facebook. And you're going to go and you're going to vote for Gregory Zarian, or just Google him, Army of Pink. Pink, make a vote. Make a change. Do your thing. Speaking of doing your thing – oh, my God, I'm just nonstop here. Time is flying by. It's already 7 minutes after the hour. And I feel like we spoke about so much. But you know what? This is my favorite hot topic. And then stay tuned because we're going to have Nicole Bloom coming up with Shoutback. But y'all know our homeboy. Hide your kids, hide your wife. We're going to play that song in a minute. But Antoine Dotson, he is the top three Halloween costumes. That's right, for 2010, the Bedroom Intruder. So you know what? Y'all go to bedintrudercostume.com. He's got his own website. I hung out with him at BET 106 in Park. We had a good time, Antoine Dotson. We were chilling at the studio. Hi, Spongetta. But yeah, we hung out, had a great time. Homeboy went to LA. Go to TMZ.com. Check it out. Videos of Antoine arriving to LAX. Boy is a superstar, and we had him here on LA Talk Radio first. So run and tell that, homeboy. Speaking of running and tell that, happy birthday to Dan and Carmen Mark Volvo. Happy birthday. Run and tell that, Antoine Dotson. And you know what? Those were your hot topics, and the only way they're going to get hotter is if we play Bedroom Intruder on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio.
He's climbing your windows, he's smashing your people up, trying to rape them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a call, make the best, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, oh boy, oh boy, we got your t-shirt, you left me the question, and all you are so dumb. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy.
Like a Caesar, with the waves and his head clean cut, very smooth face. See my sister when I walked in, he had his hands around her neck. First thing was to pull him off of her, and that's what I did.
He's climbing your windows, he's
snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raising everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We're going to find you. We're going to find you. So you can run and tell back, run and tell back, run and tell back. Homeboy, home, home, homeboy. Well, obviously, we have a rapist. It may get hard. And confess, we're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
I tell them we don't run around crying and acting sad. We just dust our shoulders off and keep on moving.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Max and Friends, and in New York, it's 11:11. So make a wish. Make sure it's a good one. Speaking of wishes, you know, I've always wished that I would have a segment on the show where we could have people come, shout back at each other, give us their opinions, give us their views. I sound like Barbara Walter. By the way, that was Antoine Dotson, Bedroom Intruder. Y'all know who he is by now. So that was one of my wishes. And you know what? Be careful what you wish for, because wishes do come true. So let's talk about it, Ronan. Shout back with Nico Bloom.
Hello, everyone.
Nico Bloom, only on Max and Friends. Shout, shout, let it all out. Because we got Nico Bloom in the studio. Pull up your mic and let's shout back, Nicole.
Hello, everybody. It's nice to be back after a couple of weeks.
I know. We miss you here at Max and Friends.
I miss you guys as well.
You know, we had a little bit of an uproar with you on the last time to the fact that I got emails and I called you about it. And I was like, someone's complaining, talking about you telling people that 90 months or however many, 2 years, seems like 90 months, but 2 years, 99 weeks to get a job.
Right, right.
And someone had so much to say about you that I said, you know what, divert the email to my complaint department, and we don't even have one. So anyway, you're back. People loved you. People hated you. Welcome to the world we live in. You're kind of like our president. People love you and people hate you. So
that's always the case.
Always the case. Well, I know you want to shout back at something. So right off the top of your head, girl, what do you want to shout back about?
I did. I wanted to talk about something that's been in the news for the last week. There's Juan Williams. He's often a commentator and contributes to Fair and Balanced on Fox News. And actually, he is a liberal, and it's Fair and Balanced. So they have Republicans, Democrats, liberals. And if anybody's familiar with, he was on National Public Radio, NPR, and he was on a show, and they fired him for making a comment about his feelings that he said, his quote is, if I see people who are in Muslim garb, and I think, you know, they're identifying themselves first and foremost as Muslims, I get worried and I get nervous. That was his exact quote, and he was fired from the station for that. And what's interesting about that is the National Public Radio says in its mission statement that it is committed to providing diverse and balanced viewpoints through the entirety of its programming. Now, that's kind of a
hypocritical.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Here is the man, a liberal, expressing his viewpoint that a lot of people might feel and relate to, and he's fired for it.
Now, let me tell you, that's why he should be here on LA Talk Radio, because we could say what we want and nobody's firing us anytime soon. But you know what? I was really upset about this, and I'll tell you why. Because this is a country where in our First Amendment we have the freedom of speech. This was public radio, okay? So it's a public forum where people go like their statement says and you can speak what's on your mind. Now, here we are in 2010 on the radio, okay, songs. We have the black community, or should I call them the African American community because I don't want to get kicked off of my own show.
Whatever.
But we've got the black community,
correct.
And they say the N-word, rape this, kill this, this and this, okay? And I'm not saying that's what they all sing, but we know what we're talking about. We're grown-ups here, okay? And they don't get kicked off of radio shows. They don't get kicked off of saying their view, their point of view. They don't get kicked off for dropping, let's say, anti-Semitic or let's say, you know, any kind of a racist term. So why should this man, for telling his feelings, be thrown off the radio? But you know what, Nikki, I'll tell you, it was a kind of good thing because it was public radio, so he probably wasn't getting paid much. Fox offered him a $2 million contract. Should he take it?
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, Fox News, a lot of people attack it for being one-sided and being Republican and conservative. However, on pretty much every one of their programs throughout the day and evening, they do have both sides, both parties. It's bipartisan, which is actually the most fair of any of the stations. And I just want to bring something else up that has been bothering me.
Shout back, Nicole.
Shout back. A couple of weeks ago, Bill O'Reilly was on The View, and he expressed that the mosque in New York City should be moved out of respect for the over 3,000 people that were murdered on that September 11th.
Now, and Nikki, this was our hot topic last week, so I'm with you on this because he said, okay, he said that Muslims, it was the Muslims, okay? Whoopi Goldberg walked off stage, Joy Behar walked off stage, Barbara Walters snapped it together. She said, you know what, we're adults here. No one should be walking off stage. We should all be able to discuss this like, you know, a normal group of people without anyone crossing their emotions. When you're a journalist and when you're providing the news, you really have to separate your emotions to the true concept of the story. What he said was a legitimate term, Muslims. Okay, it might have been the wrong term. Terrorists, okay, was really, I think, the word he was looking for. But when we were at war with the Japanese, we said we were at war with the Japanese and no one complained, you know? So I think also, you know what? This is America. It's a land of the free, home of the brave, freedom of speech. And all of a sudden, our freedom of speech now is becoming to the point where people are getting fired. There's an uproar. You know, we spoke about this, Nicole. We spoke about how, okay, in this country, we have a civil war now, Americans amongst Americans, due to radical Muslims and terrorists. Tell me your point.
That is. No, that's absolutely correct. And I almost feel as if it's a mission accomplished to disrupt and create such a situation and controversy that the people in our own country, born and raised here from all religious backgrounds, all, I say, are fighting amongst each other for and against the mosque. And I, you know, if people do their research, it so happens that a lot of mosques go up where the Muslim community feels that it was victorious, that they won a victory. And I don't think people are opposed to having a mosque, a house of worship in New York, because there are already ones that exist there. It's
right.
The fact that it is within two blocks of where 9/11, where Ground Zero is, and it's just, and many people do view it, myself included, as the utmost disrespect to the 3,000 people that lives were lost and all
right.
The families.
All right, not only is it 3,000 people, we're looking at a majority of thousands and thousands and thousands of families and friends affected. So it's not just 3,000 people. Don't get the numbers, you know, skewed, because it's a lot more than just 3,000. They had a mother, father, brother, sister, you're talking about thousands of people. So I agree
right,
with you on
right.
that. And you know what I want to talk about, because you brought up a great point. This is the country where a lot of immigrants fled, okay? And not illegal ones, immigrants. When my mom came
right,
here,
that's correct.
She went to Ellis Island. My grandfather, Ellis Island. These were people who came into this country and you know, they've adapted, they've learned the language. Now, I'm bringing this up, people, because there was a very interesting news article, and I know that we want to talk about it right here on Shout Back with Nico Bloom. And it was that they're trying to now pass a law. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nikki, because you're the one that's up to date on this. But that if you now have a – if you're an illegal immigrant and you give birth to a child on American soil, they used to make that child an automatic citizen. And now they want to abolish that. Is that – am I getting the right – am I getting this right? Yeah.
There is a big movement currently. There is a huge movement to do that where they want to, on birth certificates where it lists the parents' names, they want to state illegal. If one parent is illegal and one parent's a citizen, they do want that listed on here. There is a big controversy because a lot of people do come into this country, cross the border and from other countries, just to give birth so those children have the rights to this country.
To the land. Now, let me ask you a question because we joked about this. We joked about this pre-show. And I said, so does that mean, Nikki, that if you were pregnant, okay, and you crawled through your neighbor's gate onto their $20 million estate and gave birth to your child on their property, would your child have rights to their property?
We were joking about that. But, you know, they say there's truth in a joke because
and
it's
you would have no rights. You would have no rights to their land.
Yes, so, that's correct. I would be arrested. And it's interesting because it is the word illegal alien. They are here illegally. Like you had stated, my grandparents came over as well. They were documented. They had to adapt.
And not only were they documented, Nikki, but let me tell you, they were also, if they were sick, they were, you know, quarantined. So, you know, the spread of disease was also, was in quarantine. Now people are coming in with diseases, and I'm not saying that, you know, illegal immigrants are bringing in the diseases, but if they're sick, look, the swine flu, okay, then we had, what was the pig flu we had? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, and it is a floodgate to disease.
Stuff, right.
It is a floodgate for disease. But you know what I want to talk about, and something that, you know, we discussed before on the show, I don't know if we have, but how you believe that if you're an illegal immigrant, if you want to become a citizen, you go fight to war. Go fight for this country to become legal, right?
Yes, I absolutely am big on that. There are a lot of people that do respect the laws of the land and would like to be citizens. And I do feel that anyone here illegally, since there could be a shortage in the military, we you know, don't do the draft anymore. It's all up to the individual to go on their own and sign up to be in any one of the military forces. I do believe that for all the illegals here that are undocumented, which we all know about, that they should be required to have to serve in the military for 4 years. And then, you know, if someone's going to fight for our country and serve in
the
military,
give them a green card.
Yes, and if they're going to pay taxes and they want to work here legally, because let's face it, no one's going to round them up and send them back. It's never happened. It barely happens with the criminals that are
not even, Nikki. You know there are illegal immigrants. There was one locally here, DUI, killed somebody, and he's still pending trial.
Right, that's correct. And then they serve in our system. And they serve in our prison system. Where
absolutely.
Their life is actually better than it was in their country. They get 3 square meals a day. They get to work out, watch TV. Probably the prison system is like a country club for them.
The best is they get to hang out with Lindsay Lohan 3 times a year. But let me tell you something, Nikki. You know, I was at the mall yesterday, okay? And this is a great segue because when I was at the mall shopping with my 9-year-old niece, okay, there was a Marine, okay, and he was going around soliciting, join the Marines, to all these young kids, okay? These are young, they 17, 18, you know, old enough to fight for war, but not old enough to drink. That's a whole nother subject. But, and he was there soliciting the Marines. Now, I thought to myself, you know what? They have all no soliciting signs. If this man, if this Marine is able to solicit the Marines, then why aren't I able to solicit my business in the mall? I would be thrown out.
Right. Without a permit, you would be thrown out. An interesting point about that is not only are they soliciting to 17 and 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds, but when children are going through the mall and they see this, It's also marketing and trying to get younger children. We all know children play with G.I. Joe dolls. They play with little battleships. So it also influences younger than just the 17 and 18-year-olds. It could be geared towards 8-year-olds and 9-year-olds that when they do turn 17 or 18 to enlist in the military.
Absolutely. Well, it was one thing that just I thought, you know what, I'm going to call the mall manager. And by no means do I do not disrespect by any means. I want to let you all know right now, the Marines, they're great guys. We love them. We support them. They fight for our freedom every day. But I think there comes to a point where it has to be free will to fight the war. You know, to solicit the war in a mall, I just think is tasteless, especially a war. I'm very much against war because I don't think it produces anything, especially because we have all these fucking dim heads, you know, who are operating the war and getting nowhere with it. Seriously, you know, it's like, so I don't think it's proper. The holiday seasons are coming up. You know, let the Marine have their choral society, their whole chorus. Let them sing. Don't let them solicit joining the Marines.
Right, right.
If people want to do it, free will.
Right, because they could show up at schools. What would happen if, you know, they're showing up at schools now to influence people?
Absolutely.
You know, choice on their own to walk in to a center and join on their own, but not to be solicited.
Absolutely.
On a silly day at the mall. Absolutely. I agree with that.
This is a good shout back, Nikki. But you know what I want to talk about, too? I want to talk about, I read a statistic. Now, I love statistics. I love, you know, reading up on things. And I heard that more people this year alone are going to claim bankruptcy than people graduating from college.
Yeah, that's an absolutely an interesting statistic. And, you know, something along those lines that is pretty, I don't know if it's comical, but in a sense, is that when people do graduate, students do graduate college, with the student loans of college is now $50,000 a year. If you go to a private school, public school is anywhere from $12,000 to $25,000. And with prices like that, and it's very not affordable, the students come out and will be at least $100,000 in debt. That's just for undergrad. So you have to go to graduate school, law school, medical school. You could be looking at $300,000 to $400,000 in student loans, and you cannot declare bankruptcy in student loans. You cannot, under any circumstance, list that in your filing. And college kids for years and years go and they could get a $10,000 credit card, one card, another card with $20,000. They're actually giving people, they start out with smaller limits, but they increase their limits. So now people come out with $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of credit card debt.
That's right.
They're coming out to jobs that there aren't jobs, but if they are coming out to a job, maybe it pays $30,000 or $40,000. And again, they're not coming out to jobs. We all know that there's not as many jobs out there as there were. It's a 10% unemployment rate right now.
Right. There are, but hold on, because we talked about this last time on Shoutback.
Our jobs.
There are jobs, but they're not the ones that.
Not in their area.
Exactly.
Not in the
specific
field of training.
Also about credit cards, you know, the $20,000 looks great, but you fail to realize, people, that there's like a 26% rate underneath that. So your $20,000 at the end of the day is going to end up to be like $40,000, $50,000. So you know what our homegirl Susie Orman would say? Denied. Don't get credit cards. What do you suggest?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely recommend do not get credit cards, of course, because it's hard enough paying. You know, they have to pay for books, food, meal plans, and that's a huge expense. Room and board. College is expensive to begin with. Any added other expenses are not necessary while you're in college. Not at all. In fact, there's someone, and I can't recall his name. He had just graduated university and he did it on his own. And he recommends, he says, his book just came out a few weeks ago. I will have the information for the next Shoutback session because I can't pull it to mind now. And he said that people, parents and students should not take out student loans, that if you go to a public school, there are ways to do it. Take less family vacations. Don't go on a one or two family vacations. Maybe a parent should drive a less expensive car. Maybe the student should get a part-time job. There are ways to go through college without putting yourself in tremendous debt from when you get out of college, because a lot of students end up in debt into their mid-40s.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends, and I got so heated up in the moment with Shoutback with Nicole Bloom that I hit mute on my mic. So sorry. Nikki, where did I leave off? Did you hear where I said that there's...
I thought we were pulled off the air, actually.
No, this isn't NPR. But let me tell you, there was a site, everyone, called dailycollegian.com, and they'll teach you how to graduate debt-free. Is that even a way that could happen, Nikki?
I think that would be a smart thing for people to look into because, yes, absolutely. There are ways to be able to go to college and not come out and have this huge amount of debt that, like I said, you cannot declare in your bankruptcy, but they amass an amount of other debt on top of that. And it could take, like, before it was cut out, into the mid-40s for people to pay off student loans and other debt that they've created.
Absolutely. Well, you know what I want to talk about, Nikki, because you know how I love to travel. Right? So, and you know the way I travel, Delta.com. Flights are on sale now, everyone. But check this out, because Nikki and I were having a brief conversation earlier. And, you know, when we go to the airport, okay, and we're going to talk about, you know, basically going back to the beginning of the segment, how he got fired for saying Muslims and seeing them in their garb and how he gets scared. Now, Nikki, how do you feel about that with flying?
Well, you know, I want to bring up a personal experience a moment. Last year, and I travel about every other week, and last year my ticket was constantly getting marked with like three S's, and I was thought, you know, they're searching me. And
three
I
S's?
After,
what was it? Sexy seduction?
Oh, and search, and security search. And after two or three times, I was thinking, now this isn't a random search anymore. And I was talking to the TSA agent at the airport, and I was actually on Homeland Security, quote-unquote, terrorist, people to watch list. Now, interesting about that is what we started out talking about with Juan Williams, talking about when he sees people that he thinks are Muslims and he's fired for that. And here I am. I'm traveling in a little fashionable outfit, my designer bag, and every time, yeah, I was stopped and searched and patted down and
you know why they, yeah, but you know what? You can't even say you know why they did that because you were getting patted down by a woman. But you know what, Nikki? Some women, married women, could say you are a terrorist the way you travel, just the way their husbands look at you. But you know what? I want to talk about flying because you know what happened once? I was going to Lithuania when I was like 14 years old. And, you know, what happened was a Hasidic Jewish man stood up, put the prayer box on his head, started taping up his arm. At 14, I was like, holy shit, he just put a bomb on his head. And I actually said something to the stewardess. I was like, sorry, flight attendant. God. And and what happened was they're like, oh, no, he's just praying. Now, this got me. Because years later, I was coming back from Germany, okay? Hasidic Jews flying back from Germany. I know it sounds ironic, but it's true. And what happened was they came around asking me if I wanted to pray with them. I pulled out my diamond cross faster than a Mexican crossing the border, okay? And they walked away. I don't think that you should be able to solicit your religion on an airplane.
Well, actually, I have an experience right after 9/11. I was on a JetBlue flight. In fact, JetBlue is the first airline after 9/11 to be the quickest to secure all of their cockpit doors with bulletproof doors. However, this was right after 9/11. It might have been like 2 weeks, and I was flying, and two men dressed in Muslim garb, they got to the front of the plane and mid-flight, and they right between the bathrooms, right near where the door was open to the cockpit, and they brought a rug up, placed the rug between the two restrooms, and they start kneeled down and prayed. And I myself was nervous. People next to me on the plane, everybody was whispering and talking about it, and it was very frightful. And actually, now on an airplane, it's not a house of worship. If you want to, in your own mind, practice your religion. But there shouldn't be prayers outside of your seat. You should not be permitted to go anywhere on the plane and practice your religion. Absolutely not.
All right. Now, we just got an update. There's a reason why they do this. They're not soliciting. What they need are 10 people for a prayer. Okay, so it's called a minyan. Now, I asked what happens if they don't get them. Then they pray anyway. So, Nicole?
Well, I'm sorry, what is that?
No, so I was going to say, just tell me what you think about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. No, I don't think outside of your seat on an airplane, first of all, for safety of passengers, you're supposed to be, other
buckled
than in a restroom, stretching your legs, you're supposed to remain in your seat. However, practicing a religion, like I said, you could do it to yourself in your mind. But when you get out of your seat and you put the rug down, or you're kneeling down, whatever religion you're practicing, you, for the time you're in flight, for whether it's a half an hour or 24 hours, you could pray before you get on the plane. You could pray to yourself on the plane and when you get off. But, no, I do not believe, and I'm sure many, many people do believe. And all the times I fly, I've only seen that one time. You've
right.
seen it a couple of times. So how many people are really doing this when we fly? Not many.
Well, because we're not taking flights to Tel Aviv. But you know what, Nikki? If we do take a flight to Tel Aviv, I suggest you take Delta. Go on Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. You know what, Nikki? Thank you so much for coming on Shout Back. And you have a great night. And we look forward to having you on next time, Nicole Bloom.
Thank you. And I look forward to it as well.
Ronan, tell them what they were playing, what they were just listening to.
Shout Back with Nicole Bloom, only on Max and Friends.
This is Max and Friends. You're listening to Max Tucci. I'm your host. And now, Goddamn, You're Beautiful by Chester C.
The days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit, wait the while. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But to get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart skips a beat. But there's really only one thing to say. Beautiful to me, you're everything, yeah, that's beautiful, yes, to me. Just how much you got me going insane. When you speak to me, sometimes I find, oh, I stutter my words, I say never mind. 'Cause even when you just walk by, well, I look around to seem occupied. 'Cause I'm trying so hard to hide, yeah, all of these feelings inside. 'Cause I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Oh, I'm soft off my feet, my heart skips a beat, but there's really only one thing to say.
is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Chester C. Goddamn, you're beautiful. We're bringing love into this, babies, and you know why? Because we've got our astrologer to the stars, Elizabeth Farah, on the show tonight, and we're going to talk about love, past, present, and future. Pull up your mic, Elizabeth.
Hi, Max.
How you doing, baby?
Great. How are you?
Well, I'm perplexed, and I'll tell you why, because I know Venus is fucking with us. So why don't we just get right into it and talk about Venus and what she's doing or what she did. Let's start with the past.
What she did. Venus is wreaking havoc on everyone's love life right now, as we know and as everyone knows, in the signs of Libra and Scorpio. So those are some pretty relationship-oriented signs right there. So it's bringing extra Venus power and Venus horrific events probably to everyone's love life as we, you know, review and revisit the past month and month and a half of what's been going on in our lives so that we can gain strength and clarity to move forward.
Now, people are having love problems. So tell them that. Tell them that it's normal that this is happening because I've gotten so many emails about love and people freaking out and where their relationships are going, or where they've been, and just tell people what's going on.
Yeah, there's no need to stress out. It's like it's not a time that your relationships or love affairs are going to move forward at all. It's just not the time. So don't be begging your boyfriend for a ring right now because it ain't going to happen, at least not until November 18th.
Because what happens?
Probably not.
Yes, because that's when Venus and Jupiter start playing with each other.
Yeah, they have a hot date on November 18th. And actually, on December 1st, they are going to be able to be seen in the night sky with the quarter moon. On December 1st, that's supposed to be an amazing sight.
December 1st, look out.
We get to see them when Venus.
Absolutely. So, no, December 1st, look out for Venus and Jupiter and the moon because it's going to be a beautiful sight. Don't miss that, right?
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
All right. Now, you know what? Let's talk about right now what's going to happen because we're going into the future just a little bit too quickly. But what's going on with right now?
Right now, Venus is still in Scorpio. She's moving backwards, so it's going to be re-entering Libra. That's going to be re-entering Libra. Well, she's in Scorpio for a little while until pretty much November 8th. Then we're going to go back into Libra for a little while, from November 8th, 9th-ish to December 1st. And I think it's going to be the final balancing of what's, you know, of relationships, like, you know, what you want and where you want to go with your love. And to boot, Jupiter is in retrograde as well, bringing us really in touch with our inner awareness and clarity and morals and integrity and how we need to be honest with ourselves and what we want for ourselves. So that's a great time for those planets to both be going backwards, because I know a lot of times in relationships, people don't kind of look out for themselves. They just kind of try to please the other person, and they don't realize sometimes that they're not even in what they want to be in. So this is the kind of time that, you know, is for that.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Liz? Stick around, because I'm going to play a song real quick, but I got to say hi to Marissa at my favorite place, Tangine, to Eric and Corey, and you know what, everyone? You mean so much to me, so why don't we get it playing on Max and Friends, That You Mean So Much to Me by our boy, Thomas Hibner.
Walking around trying to figure it out, a missing part that's lost inside of me. Every once in a while there would be some teardrops hitting the ground wherever I go. It's not easy for me to let you go, even though I pretend it didn't bother me. Watching you walk away,
Hey, Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and welcome back. I've got my guest here, my astrologer, Elizabeth, and we're talking about love. And that was Thomas Hibner's song. He wrote it, Yet You Mean So Much to Me. Y'all love it, so I played it for you. Speaking of love, Liz, let's talk about the future in love. Is there hope? Elizabeth, I don't know if you're still here, but you know what? I guess that is the future, because you're here 1 minute, and then you're gone the next. Ronan, can we try to get Liz up real quick again? I think we lost her. But you know what happens, everyone? This is a live show, like I always say, and everything is taken to the max. So things happen, but we love it here. I got a quote for y'all, everybody. Great quote. And it's from our boy Virgil. Now, we got to go back to 70 BC to 19 BC. And homeboy Virgil said, trust one who has gone through it. Anyway, I don't know if this is going to be back. So you know what, everyone? Let's just end this call here, because I got to wrap this show up anyway, and our call was being ended. Anyway, so if you all are looking for some love, and if you all want someone to love, or if you don't know what's in the stars for you, but we got Elizabeth back. Hi, sweetheart. I was going to say, if you want to reach Elizabeth, contact me, Max Tucci, max@maxtucci.com, and I'll get you to Liz. Don't worry about that. Liz, is there hope for love? What's the future got?
There is a lot of hope for love. We're going to move way beyond our old ways of loving and the old ways that we've just kind of not even paid attention ourselves in the name of love. We're going to move beyond that now. Now love is going to be a lot more equal. We have Saturn in Libra, which is teaching us about balance as well. Venus always trying to teach us about real love. And now we have Jupiter going retro for months now, which has been teaching us about what we truly want. And it's a great time for them to be retrograde together. Because a lot of times in love, you just kind of ignore your own needs, but not this time. This time, we're going to move forward, and you're going to have a much more greater awareness of what you want in life and what you want with a love. And you'll probably gain more respect that way anyway. So it is a great time. It's a great time. I mean, right now, things probably seem confusing. You probably have, loves from the past resurfacing and people being, testing your patience, and it's just a time for you to stand tall and stand true to who you are, and then you'll get the love that you truly want and deserve.
And keep your chin up, right? So it's a good time for future love. Stay tuned after the show, because we're going to play Future Love by Varsity Fan Club, because we love them. Liz, we got to wrap this show up. I promise to give you more time next time, because it's always good when you're on the show. And everybody loves to hear about astrology and what the future has for them. So email me, max@maxtucci.com, and I will get you Elizabeth's information. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Max.
Hey, I got to tell you my quote real quick. You want to hear my quote?
Sure.
By the way, everyone, you remember that movie with Madonna, Castaway? Well, Liz is Madonna, and I'm the boyfriend in the movie because we look like them. But anyway, trust one who has gone through it. Isn't that a good quote?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's from a homeboy named Virgil from 70 BC. Figure that out. Trust one who has gone through it. So on that note, Elizabeth, I'm going to trust you because you have gone through all the astrological studying that there is, and you've been through it.
Yes.
So thank you for coming. And what?
But just a reminder that on November 18th is when Jupiter and Venus go direct together, and that's going to be a really great time when things start moving forward. And by December, we're going to have progress in our love lives, everyone.
Wonderful. And we're going to have progress right here on Max and Friends. Thanks so much, Elizabeth, for being here with us tonight. And we're going to talk to you real soon.
All right, great. Talk to you soon.
Good night, sweetheart. So there you go, everyone. A quick love forecast before the new week. Keep your head up. Love is on its way. And so is CBS News right here on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned for that. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much, Nicole Bloom. Shout back with Nicole Bloom on Max and Friends. Thank you to Elizabeth. And thank you all for listening. I love you all. And remember, there's a good future love coming up for you, so we're going to play it. Future Love on Max and Friends by Varsity Fan Club. Good night, everyone.